March 2024, I released my first episode of Conversations with Jay podcast, and that was Change and Stagnancy. A year later, we are here, Jay Tribe! Happy 1 year anniversary to Conversations with Jay podcast. Like, I can't believe this baby has grown. Like, oh my God. I'm going to get myself a cake and cut it. I'll celebrate with you in spirit, but I want to thank off by saying thank you so much to each and every single one of you who has been a part of this journey from a year ago now till now. Thank you to each and everyone who has listened to each single episode. For those who have listened to half of the total sum, those who have listened to one, those who share, oh my God, you guys who share my podcast without me having to ask, especially, are the real MVPs. Those ones who check up on me, like, when is the next episode? Those ones who give me feedback. Oh my God, the feedback. Thank you. Thank you so much. Like, I'm truly humbled that I've been able to come this far and release consistently 2 episodes a month. Like, to be honest, I'm proud of myself. I wanted this to go somewhere, but like, the fact that I'm now here, like, I can see the results, I can see how far I've come, and the people that actually, like, give me time to talk to you and they actually listen, and wow, I'm humbled, I am honored, and all glory be to God. So for this episode, I just want to quickly talk about my 10 best episodes. Those are 10 best topics that I handpicked that really, mean the most to me and really did well according to the stats. So without further ado, I'll dive straight into them. The very first one, of course, my pilot episode, Change and Stagnancy. I was but a child in primary, young and innocent and hopeful for the Ugandan future. But now, as I stare out the window, all I see is the past that I thought I had left behind. This part was the one I decided to highlight because, honestly, I wrote this. I spoke about it a year ago, and now a year later, it's still the same thing, or even worse. You all see what's happening in our country. Like, we are regressing. We are really not living a quality life as citizens of our country. Yesterday, a friend of mine was telling me how when she calls someone, her call goes to other people's calls, and I was thinking that's crazy. And it happened to me. I was calling my father, but instead of my dad picking up, it's some other random people having their own conversation. And I have to call my dad, I have to ring my dad's number like 3 times to get to him, knowing that someone else might call me, let's say, or no, call someone else, and then they end up on this conversation. And no one is talking about it because, I mean, the telecommunication companies, MTN and Airtel, are the monopolies when it comes to like advertisement on TV. So there's no way they are going to kill relationships like that by talking about that negative things that are like clear. Yeah. This is very unsafe for us. This is very absurd. Like, you can sue, but in this country, we all know where would that lead you? Like, how will you win? Like, you're either on MTN or Airtel. First, leave this. In fact, there are still other networks, really. But, like, that is just one thing. Look at the roads. I don't even want to go into that any further because it's not like when I complain, anything can be done about it. Moving on, I'm going back until you can't. You guys really love this episode. I didn't know how many people would resonate with this. And the bit I picked out is, it's crucial to acknowledge my journey of personal growth and emotional independence. It wasn't always this way. No, on the contrary, there was a period when my worth hung on the free ties of someone else's affection. Back then, when I did not love nor respect myself enough, while I treated everyone else like royalty, My boundaries were disrespected and I found myself enslaved by mere fragments of affection from others. This one in particular had a stronger grip than the ones before him. This episode, to be honest, I can go and re-listen to it multiple times because it shows how much I've grown emotionally and mentally and how my worth has really been revamped. To be honest, sometimes I look back at the things that I considered love, at the situations that I put myself in, at the people who I sacrificed my time, my energy, my heart for. And I'm like, Joyce, come on, bruh. Like, no. But I don't condemn myself. I am proud that I pulled myself out of there and that I love myself way more. I respect myself. I know my value, my worth, so that the people I entertain are not going to just play about me because there's no way they would survive. And I thank God that I look back now and I'm seeing that journey is still, like, I'm still on that journey, guys. But, like, I'm very far from where I was. Like, right now, I cannot tolerate some nonsense. I do not miss anyone from my past. And I'm just proud of myself. And why many people resonated with this is because we've all been there. We've all loved people we shouldn't have loved. We've all given our all for people who shouldn't have received a penny. But we finally snap out of it and know that we deserve much, much better. 3, adulting 101. Ooh, shout out to all my 20s. Guys, we are pushing. Like, the 20s, I really love the 20s. I won't lie. The 20s are, it's such an interesting age bracket, man. So the piece I picked out was, the little corner of my bed feels more of a trap than a safe place. 23 years, that's how long I've been here. 23 years of everything I know and have experienced has been witnessed by the four walls of my bedroom. My smiles, my tears, my wins, my losses, and everything else in between float about around me. I once found comfort in this, but now I am terrified of it. Guys, the truth is, when you're in your 20s, you grow rapidly. It's like, when you're that age between 0 to 10, you grow so rapidly, like things are changing. So like even in 20s, between 23 to 24 is such a big shift, yeah? So like everything you start seeing around you, you want to change. You don't want to stay the same. When I was talking about adulting 101, I really felt constricted. Like, I'm growing in other things. I'm now even graduated. I'm starting a new job soon. I think I hadn't yet started the job, or maybe I had. I'm not sure. But, like, things are changing, but then there are certain aspects that are not. I was looking at my room, and I'm like, no. Like, when I come back home and I'm in my room, it's like I'm 10 years old again, and I didn't really like it. And even the way, like, I'm treated at home, it's like I'm still that baby. I felt so restricted. I felt like, but then I started making the change on my own. I started changing the setup of my room. Recently, my mom helped me something really, 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 really big. Like, just know it's going to be help aiding me on my next episode. I mean, on my next season 3 for Conversations with Jay and my other content. So stay tuned. But as a 20-something year old, I pray that you guys continue reflecting on the person you want to become, on who you've been and who you are right now, so that you don't remain the same person. Like, you may grow, your body may be growing and it's not the same as you were when you were a teenager, but your mind is still the same. That's not okay. That is really not fine. So start growing, start practicing how you can get better. 4, on singlehood as a 23-year-old. Hello, all my single girlies. Hello, all my single guys. So the bit I picked out here is advice to all women out there. Take time off for self-discovery. This applies to the men too. But of course, I talk more about women because I'm a woman and I understand women better. So let go of the need to be with a man. Wanting to be bowed up is totally fine, but do not settle for just anything because you want to be in a relationship. There's many pressures and stereotypes I know that come with being a single woman, but do not succumb because that society will not harbor the burdens of your life. Do not lower your standards. Guys, to be honest, I think most of my episodes sum this up, like not lowering your standards, knowing who you are. I've been single now for, I think, 2 years coming to three. Man, it's been so long that I don't even know. But like, there's no moment that I wish to be in a relationship where I know I'm not going to be receiving the things that I want. This is not even material, but like receiving the growth I need, being with a partner who is supportive and caring, thoughtful, God-fearing, all those things that I desire in a partner. I don't want to be in a relationship where I'm an adult. I was listening to Toni Tone's podcast, Toni Told Me, and she was talking about how, okay, she was mainly talking to the firstborns that do not be someone who you have to parent. And I know I'm the last born. However, I've just always had that, can I say, mother-like thing going on about me. So I'm always parenting people, parenting my friends, parenting my significant, like I'm always parenting, yeah? And I've realized this in the relationships that I've been in, that I've parented adults. You could think we were not the same age, even some slightly older than me, just because I wanted to be with someone. But right now where I am, like even my friends know it, I do not accept any nonsense. Yeah? Like you guys, if a guy comes into my life and like messes me up, it will be something that is brand new that has just been scripted by the devil, because there's nothing under this sun that is negative that I've not seen. Maybe that it has not happened to me, but it has happened to someone else. So I don't want it to happen to someone else. And then I first be like, let me also try it out. No. Like my standards right now are so high and I'm not afraid of them being up there. In fact, the more I work on myself, the higher the standards go. The more I better myself, the better I want my partner to be. That is why I keep on telling people it's very important to have a single, like to be single, like to have a period where you are single so that you know yourself. You see, these things of just jumping into a relationship, you get a partner and you don't even know yourself. So your identity gets lost in the whole thing and it's you too. There's no you, it's just you two there. It is about the other person. Like you do not know what you want. You do not know who you are. You do not know where you are. It is such a mess. I've seen people coming from one relationship to another and it is honestly not okay. It is not okay because those things are never lasting. It's never real because you do not even know who you want in a, like what you want in a partner. But this is not something that I'll dwell on any longer. For the singles, if you know you're single, do not waste this time always looking out for, oh, I should be with someone or this and that. I know, yes, sometimes you can get that itchy feeling of, oh, Bambi, I wish I was with someone or what, etc. But trust me, that person shall come when you are ready to have them and when they are ready to have you. That is just how it works. So you'd rather be single and happy than in a relationship. And it, guys, that's the, before I move on, being single, I have been extremely happy. Like, extremely happy. I am peaceful. I am glowing. Wow. Like, I really recommend singlehood. If you're in a happy relationship, very good for you. Obviously, that is something really good. I'm not going to be here saying singlehood is the way and what, but I'm just saying in your singlehood, really appreciate that season. And then when it's time to move on, you are ready so that you do not repeat the same mistakes. And then on the next episode, I think that's 1, 2, 3, or that is 5, on imposter syndrome. Now, I think this is number one liked podcast episode from you guys. Like this one. So what I picked out here is, let's talk imposter syndrome. Let's talk about the person we are but fail to fathom. The one who 100 pairs of eyes have seen and met, but you only get a glimpse of them. Let's talk about the countless ideas swirling in your brain, projects lingering unfinished, and doubt echoing louder than any praise we receive. Guys, imposter syndrome is such a disease. And to be honest, this is something that you have to go on your knees and pray about seriously. Because if you have imposter syndrome, then you do not know your identity in Christ. Like, and that is where the devil comes in to try and lie to you, instigate fear in you, generally steal from you what you even have. Sorry about the noise. But like, you are who you are. God has given you skill. God has given you talent. God has given you fruit. Use it. Use it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have given it to you. You see those rooms that you walk in? He planted you in there. He prepared the table for you. So when you get into a room, speak up. When you're creating something, create knowing that, yeah, like, God has given me these ideas. So let me bring them to life. Yeah, even though, let's say, for example, content creators, even though you post something and it gets limited views or low likes, take those few likes, even though it is 2 or 3. This is something I want to talk about in one of the upcoming episodes, how you should be your number one fan. Like, you cannot post something and you get 2 likes and none of those 2 likes is yours. You have to like your stuff first before anyone else does. In anything that you do, in any career you choose, in the way you look, do not let imposter syndrome rob you of living the life that God has prepared for you. Moving on, 6, giving myself grace. Oh, I love this episode. I think this is one. Okay, yeah, these are my favorite episodes, but in favorite episodes, I think it's like my top 3 because I talked about it in a time where I really needed to give myself grace. Yo, I was spiraling. So yeah, what I picked out was speaking candidly is just my ego. It's challenging being the helping hand, but what is more challenging is seeking that help when it's your turn. There's tons of times that I've scrolled through my contacts looking for who I can call and vent to. And even when I have multiple options, I do not swipe to call. I choose to drown alone, but maybe I don't have to. Guys, Bambi, I can really drown in my own suffering. Yeah? I can be going through stuff and I feel like, you know, other guys won't be able to help me, or they have their own issues going on, or this is a small thing and someone else is facing a more challenging thing. And I get to drown in sorrow and confusion, rather than giving myself grace, as the therapist in quotes, and seeking help. Like, I don't necessarily have to go and seek therapy. I have friends. I have a community. I have family. That is what community is for. I'm not supposed to go through things and just die with them alone, yeah? I was going through something, and there's a particular friend of mine. Meanwhile, he's the one who normally comes to me for advice. But this time I decided to confide in him. And each time I go to him, he gives me mind-blowing advice. And I'm like, damn, I actually needed to hear this. So shout out to Emma Biganja. Like, guys, I think, and of course, everyone who knows me knows Emma Biganja. Like, that's my top G. Like, Emma, thank you so much. I'm saying thank you because I know you're going to be like the first person to listen to this podcast. But thank you for always providing that space for me to like vent, to be vulnerable, to, I think I'm getting emotional. What up? Anyway, but like, Thank you for allowing me to give myself grace, for always just being there. So like, for people who are like me and find it difficult to share, find those few trusted people, even though it is one person or like two. Like, yes, of course, you have to pray first and give everything to God, but sometimes you just need someone. If it's your pastor, well and good, but just get someone to talk to. You're not meant to do life alone. Like, you're not the only one who knows what to say, who knows how to go about life. Give your friends a chance at loving you properly, at being good friends. 7, on accountability. As a 20-something year old, the number of people you can blame for your own failures grows smaller by the hour. There's no one to hold accountable for your tardiness at work, for uncompleted assignments, not healing, for accommodating wrong friendships, starting wrong relationships, and anything else you can think of. On accountability, my God, this episode was really for me. Like, you just can't keep pointing fingers elsewhere. You really can't. You can't keep on victimization disgusts me. It really disgusts me. Like, I don't want to hear anyone's, like, saying the world is doing this to me. Guys, be accountable. Be so accountable that you know when something happens, it's because you decided to put yourself in that situation. Of course, there's some things that happen that are beyond beyond our control. That's obvious. But I'm talking about things where you have free will. We praise God because God really gave us free will. But instead of using it in the right way, we, like, I don't know, as human beings, yeah? But anyways, guys, be accountable. You cannot not have money. Let's say you have like 50K in your account and then you go and use it for some random stuff. Guys, it's the truth. We are now adults. We are no longer kids whereby you could call your parent in like high school, for example, or uni and be like, man, I'm out of money because, I don't know, you went to the bar and spent that last 50K. Here, you can't just spend 50K anyhow if it's your last amount, especially. That's just on money. Also, the other decisions that you make in your life, you have to be so accountable. You cannot blame other people for how they treat you, yet you're the one allowing yourself to be there. Yeah? I don't want to listen to someone who is complaining about some friend of theirs who does this and this, excuse me, and yet they're not doing anything about it. They go back to that friend. They go and pretend like everything is okay. Trust me when I'm saying you, what, I'm also talking to myself. Like, I have to be accountable. I cannot be suffering, yet I have the power to remove myself from that situation. I cannot always be complaining about friends who don't do this, who don't do that, yet I can focus on friends who do this, who do that. I cannot be saying that, oh, this man treated me like this, or la, 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 as if I do not know my self-worth and I don't remove myself from that situation. I cannot work poorly and expect my boss to be happy with me. And I expect to, I don't know, receive a promotion or whatever it is. Guys, you have to be accountable for each and everything that you do. Even like in health, yeah? If you're trying to achieve a certain body, you cannot achieve that by making yourself a victim. Oh my God, my body's like this. What? But when it comes to working out or running or eating healthy, you don't. Like, so stop self-sabotaging, friends. There isn't a person obliged to take care of you because you have ceased to be a vulnerable member of society. And the earlier you understand and accept this, the better the decisions you shall make to propel you forward. It's always easier to blame someone else. But what is even easier is failing at life because you never learned how to embrace the ugly parts of yourself and overcome them. It's 2025. We are still at the beginning of the year and it's moving quickly because it's now March. It's time to be accountable for each and everything that you do, and then you'll see how your life gets better. Episode 8, Creatives vs. the Matrix. Ooh. All creatives say, yeah, yeah. I love creatives because, man, that's just the way creatives we are. Like, I don't know. God really blessed creatives. Amen. So this is the part I picked out. Lately, I've been a busy, lazy lady. I've been overwhelmed by doing a lot and nothing, figuring out who I should be rather than becoming it, counting how many more steps I've got ahead rather than climbing. Lately, I've been slacking on my dreams, postponing them into an even further future. Tomorrow's tomorrow that never comes. Lately, I've been lost on which path I should follow. Is it communications, writing, podcasting, editing, content creation, behavior change, or PR? Or can I do it all? I'm constantly trying to prove that I am good at everything and I am worn out. I have taken on more tasks than I should have in the first place and I have lost sight of what I need. I have too many content ideas in my bookmarks, collecting webs and dust, hundreds of tricks I could use to improve my games, but tucked away silently. I'm sure any creative listening to this understands. You guys, you see, if you're not a creative, I've noticed that the world looks at creatives like this is just something we do in our pastime. Like, even though you just stopped us from slumber, we just open our eyes and do something. And in like 2 minutes, it will be done. Like, let's say if I've written something, oh, I just put the words together and released in like 30 minutes. If I put out a 30-second reel, I probably just did it in 5. Or, yo, even this very podcast, there's a lot that goes in here. Like, honestly, being a creative is so tasking because you are not following a rule book. Of course, there's content creators that just copy and paste. Like, if there's a trend going on, they do that. Of which, that is still taxing, I guess. But for people who have, like, who want to have, not a niche, but a brand. Yeah, let me call it a brand. Where you want to be unique, where you don't want your story to be the same as the other person. Well, generally, let me use an example of like Karl Shakur, because of course I met him. Anyway, like if you're like the Karl Shakurs of this world, you don't want to just be another speck in the algorithm where someone is going to see that you've jumped onto a trend and then, okay, they move on and you're not impactful at all. We are talking about creatives of impact. Yeah. To be honest, sometimes you can get overwhelmed with things. Meanwhile, on this other end, everyone wants you to accomplish something else for them. Yeah. If you're at like an 8-to-5, your boss wants that work. They don't want to know if you're a creative who needs to post something on Instagram or TikTok or whatever. They see that as a hobby. Excuse me. You can be at home working on your stuff. Let's say, I normally work from my room and your parents think that you're chilling. You try to explain to them, I'm doing this. But how can that take over the whole day? What, guys, I have some videos I work on for days, like the whole week. But just because you see it, they are put up, you can think, ah, she just put clips together and a song and posted. No, bro, like, man. The good thing is I don't have to over-explain to creatives because they get it. But people who are not creatives, I'm not saying all, but some, like, you have to fight that. Already you're fighting yourself, your mind for ideas. Some days you just don't feel creative at all. The imposter syndrome I talked about earlier comes in at play. Then now you're battling with people who don't understand your craft. Like, oh God, bruh. But, less complaints and... As a creative, you just have to keep on pushing because honestly, there's nothing as great as a creative. Like, oh, how can we just bring nothing into life? Like, bro, that's so cool. That's so cool. I really love this craft, man. And I just pray that wherever you are, regardless of all the challenges you face, you remember why you started. You remember your passion. You remember why you love this thing. Because no one can do it like you. So keep on pushing, keep on getting better at it. And if the world doesn't appreciate you yet, just know it shall. Let two more followers or 2 likes not discourage you, because that is how you grow. And then 9 lessons 24. Guys, go and listen to this episode. I put out this episode for my 24th birthday. I really need you to go and listen to this episode because these were the lessons I've learned over the years until now 24. And the one I picked out mostly was the one that's really working for me now. Dress. And even on the days when you feel like you can't, when you don't feel like you want to, even when it's the last thing that you would even think about, look the part. Because even if you're not ready for the day, it cannot always be night. There's something powerful in stepping out as the best version of yourself every single day. It sets the tone for the hours ahead. Your confidence shoots through the roof. You attract all possibilities and are even accorded more respect. And I'm going to tie this into the other episode of Being Unforgettable, where I say in whatever setting you go in, be that force that attracts people to you. Exude an aura of comfort and confidence. Guys, Bambi dress. It doesn't matter if you're going to the supermarket. Don't just dress anyhow, Lee. Like, this used to be me, I'm telling you. I'll be going to like a occasion, but just because I'm going to watch a movie or whatever, I just pump on anything. Like, now wherever I go, I must dress the part. And I'm not dressing for other people. That is a secondary effect. I'm dressing for myself because, guys, whenever I dress up, you can't tell me nada. You can't tell me anything because my confidence shoots through the roof. In fact, through the clouds. I look good. I feel good. I always smell good. But like, you have to put your outfit together so that everyone is like, yeah. Do not look like your problems, man. Do not. If you're unemployed, no one wants to know that you're unemployed. Because once you look the part, everyone wants to know, okay, what's going on about this babe? They want to see how they can treat you even better. That whole pretty privilege stuff, yeah? Like, everyone wants to be around you, wants to learn from you, is envious. But that is all secondary. It first starts with you. So you guys, wherever you're going, in whatever you're doing, dress up. It doesn't matter if you have your two clothes. Of course, you don't have two clothes, but you get what I'm saying. Find a way to wear them. Dress up, look good, be unforgettable. Be that person who always shows up and they're like, yeah, Joyce has entered, Joyce has come. Wow, Joyce. Like, these compliments are really amazing. But what matters is when you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, damn, I look good. I feel good. And you know, when you feel good, your mind works better. You become more active, more creative, happy, peaceful, you know. So Bambi, in 2025, be careful when you're shopping. Do not go to downtown just because clothes are cheap and you can buy many. That was my mentality, by the way. Boy, I'm going to go to town, shop both tops, many tops at this amount. You come home, the things are ugly, over the quality is how. When you go, someone can really see this is cheap, you don't feel nice. Please, right now, I'm not saying go to the most expensive boutiques and buy clothes that are even out of your range, but I'm saying quality is better than quantity. Quality is better than quantity. Get those clothes that look really good, feel good, and wear those. And lastly, my most recent episode 10, baby mama culture. So nice, Simani. I don't know. My girls, my women, my beautiful women. This episode, if I could, I would just repeat all of it here, but this is the little part I picked out. I am here to encourage you that maybe in this year and going forward, you should be intentional with whom you choose to share your body with, understanding that every action comes with potential consequences. Mubutofu, please, do not open those legs. Like, do not, I don't know how to expound on this or to emphasize this, but you guys, this ties back to the accountability I was talking about earlier. We are so used to blaming men for each and everything. I know, yes, they'd be guilty, but it is time for us to take accountability. Once you go and decide to have sex, just know there are so many things that you're opening doors to.
And if you know that you're not ready for those things, step out. I know we live in an era where they say sex is over empowering, over the man is not stealing anything from you, etc. That is all okay. If you subscribe to that, just know you're subscribing to all the consequences that come after. That is just a fact. It's just a fact. Like, honestly, right now, we are too young to be having children on our own without support. Like, it's really not fair to you or to the child. Like, I'm not even going to dwell into this further because I gave it a full episode, so I want you to go and dive deep and listen in. But women, I want us to love each other more. I want us to know our value, to know our worth. Like, trust me, in most of these things that I've talked about, not most, in all, because I come up with a topic knowing that it's for me, but it shall resonate with someone out there. I've been there. I've done most of these things that I'm telling you about. I've been that person. And now I am somewhere totally different. And I'm not even stopping here because I've had a taste of goodness. I've had a taste of worth. I've had a taste of God. Guys, I'm telling you, it is much better on this side. I don't want you to just come and tell me, hey, Joyce, your life seems better. Or you're glowing more or this and that. I'm literally giving you the key. I'm giving you the tricks that I'm using. I'm giving you the plan. It's all there, the secret recipe. It's not secret, bro. I'm giving it to you as it is. Do not just come and envy me. Do not come and envy those women that you see online who have their lives well put together, who are well loved, who look beautiful, who are successful, like everything. Stop envying and doing something different. It is the most absurd thing ever. I was telling my friend sometime that it's useless being self-aware and doing nothing about it. The worst thing is not lacking self-awareness. Of course, that is absolutely terrible. That's the second worst. But what's worse than lacking self-awareness is having self-awareness but doing nothing about it. Like, that is just being, I don't know, unserious. I was going to say a fool, but man, that is too harsh. But I want us to do better for ourselves, both women and men. Like, this world is bad because of us. We should stop pointing fingers to other people. It's bad because of us. But once you start changing, even the bad things start going away from you, like miles away from you. Yeah? Ladies and gentlemen of the J Tribe, come on, come on. It starts with us. And I want you to know this. I want you to understand this, that each and every single day that you wake up, choose yourself. In each and every single way, choose yourself. Be the best version of you. This is why you listen to podcasts like these ones. I didn't even mean for this episode to be this long, but yeah, those were my top 10 picks. I want you to go and listen to every single episode. If you've not listened to a single episode, go and listen to an episode. Share. For those who have shared, once again, thank you. I love you so, so, so much. Those who give reviews, generally, it means the world to me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have come even to the end of season 2, but now I'm even going into a new season. Like, that really means a lot to me, to have a support system, to have a community of people that I don't even, as for those ones who I don't know, I love you. Because do you know what it means to have people who listen to you, who take off their time for you? Like, you don't owe them anything. They come and listen to you. That is the most humbling thing ever. So, happy new month, everybody. March is the month for more money. Manifestations coming to life. I don't know, whatever you wish. It's multiplying. How much is for multiplication? Yeah? We are getting this thing in order. We are getting it together. Just put your eyes on God. That's number one. God at the center, the rest follow. Treasure your family. Yes, family, 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 family. Treasure your family. Family comes first. Okay, of course, after God. Then your friendships. And watch everything just work out for your good. I can't wait for season 3. So until then, thank you once again. Happy anniversary to Conversations with Jay. Happy anniversary to us, Jay Tribe. I love you. Ciao.